Mother had three children, and she looked after them till they were grown up. You'd say she what?
Raised her children?
Yeah.
Some people say reared.
Yeah, right. If a child's been naughty and you want to punish them, you might say, you better watch out or I'm going to give you a
spanking.
Spanking, right. What else would you call it?
Switching.
Yes, right, switching. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year than last year, you'd say that Bob
had grown 5 inches.
Okay. And if I was talking about the things that I raised in the garden using the form, a form of grew, I'd say if I was telling somebody that I did it, had already done it.
You grew tomatoes and beans.
Yeah, right, okay. Okay, if you saw this guy that had grown 5 inches in 1 year, you might say, if you'd just seen him, this was the first time you'd seen him, you'd say, my, how
you have grown so much.
Okay. And then you might say, Bob grew so fast or Bob came up so fast you could almost see him.
Almost see him grow.
Right. A child that's born to a unmarried woman, what would you call that?
A bastard.
Mm-hmm. If you're comparing children, talking about how much affection they show, and you might say, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
less affectionate.
Okay. And if you're going to use the form loving, you'd say, if Peggy was more
loving and the other one was less loving. Mm-hmm.
Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
Yeah. What's the child that's lost both parents called?
Orphan.
Okay. And a person appointed to look after an orphan would be called a... not adoptive parents, but sometimes it's used in the form, it might be called their legal...
guardian.
Yeah.
I just couldn't think of guardian.
If you have a lot of, you still itching pretty bad?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
If you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, or the whole family's gathered for Thanksgiving or whatever, you say, the house is full of my
relatives.
Yeah.
I think it was full Thursday night.
Yeah, pretty much. Would you use the relatives if you were just talking about your parents and grandparents?
No. You'd say parents and grandparents.
Okay. What would you say talking about somebody that's, just finish off the sentence. You say, yes, she has the same family name and does look a bit like me, but actually I'm no
kin to her, no blood kin to her, I guess.
Yeah.